I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, a good friend of mine, a brilliant, in my mind, writer. And he co-produced this new film out called Quiet Storm. It's a documentary on Ron Artest. Tom Friend, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Tony. Hey, Chris. What's going on? Hi, Tom.
Good to talk to you, man.
So tell us a little bit about this Ron Artest doc. I've had a chance to watch it. I thought it was a terrific documentary on Ron. You got to learn a little bit about him. Was there something that you learned that you didn't know beforehand?
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, I interviewed him. We thought we were going to have about 30 minutes, our first interview, and he sat down for 3 hours. I think he ate it up. I think he wanted to get it all out. And to give you an example, you know, people know him a little bit for the Malice at the Palace when he goes into the stands and fights the fans and does that whole thing. But, you know, when he was an AAU basketball player back in high school, he played the same AAU team with Lamar Odom and Elton Brand. Can you imagine that team?
No.
They had Elton Brand and Lamar Odom and Ron Artest. And some kid just annoyed him at a tournament in St. Louis, just annoyed him, whatever, said something obnoxious to him. And Ron picked him up over his head and threw him down a set of about 50 steps. So I had never heard that before. This is a temper that he had had at a young age. I mean, his parents went through an awful divorce when he was a kid, and you know, he grew up in a project in New York called Queensbridge,
yeah.
Housing project, one of the biggest housing projects, and actually the biggest housing project in North America. The kid went through a lot as a young guy, and you know, had some mental issues. His father was on medication. His aunt was on medication. His sisters, his brother. I mean, everybody kind of in his family has gone through it. And the fact that Ron was able to do what he did in his career, having faced these obstacles, it was mind-boggling. So I learned that. I thought that it really explained some of the things he went through as a young guy.
Tom Friend is a gentleman that I was lucky enough to meet when I was a young writer, and he was a young writer, too, for the Los Angeles Times down here in San Diego and covered the Padres. And his story writing is something I tried to do my best to duplicate. I never could, but gone on to write for the Washington Post, USA Today, everything else I can think of. And I've always said, Tom, if somebody was going to do a piece on my life, I would kind of want you to be the guy to do it, because you just have a way of you make it sound real and make it sound right, and you make it sound interesting. And that's not making up people's lives. That's just doing great reporting. Where did you learn your style from, would you say, along the way? Because you've done a lot of this in-depth stuff. I know this feature on Showtime is something a little different. But
yeah,
you've done a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You've done a lot of this in-depth stuff, and you've had to create kind of a persona to do it.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris. I think the biggest thing is I just like hearing people's stories. And, you know, I think everybody has a story. You hear that all the time. But if you just listen, if you're a good listener, then you can let it out. I mean, I did one of my favorite stories, actually, this piece I did on your partner there, Tony Jr. there, because his hit in Milwaukee against Trevor is one of the most interesting, ironic, everything about it was a great right. And I it's one of my favorite stories to sit there and talk to him that off season and what he went through, and that he actually literally went home on the same plane. John Morris's plane after he knocked the Padres out of the playoffs. But my point is, you know, that's the kind of stories I'd rather write about that than write about, you know, how he was able to go the other way with two strikes. I mean, that was interesting to write about, but I just like to get into people. And so, you know, the human interest side is something I've always appealed to me, but, you know, you're always dependent on the subject. If you can make someone feel comfortable and yeah, they'll tell you their story, then you're going to get a better story. And Ron Artest, you know, felt comfortable. Tony's dad and I, you know, we're about the same age, and we kind of hit it off, and we felt comfortable around me. I felt comfortable around him. And it just, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, is just what my goal is, just make people be themselves.
Tom, one of the more fascinating parts about the documentary you did on, or the film, I should say, you did on Ron Artest was the relationship between him and Jermaine O'Neal. I had no idea that there was this friction between the two stars of the team.
It's amazing. It's
it seems like Jermaine O'Neal is still a little salty about it.
No, he is salty about it. Basically, you have to think that Jermaine O'Neal was a tremendous player for the Pacers back in the 90s. I mean, you talk about, early 2000s. I mean, that team literally battled the Pistons tooth and nail. The Pistons, the team that won the championship. The next year, the Pacers had the best record in the NBA the year the Pistons won the championship. So this was just a team that was destined to win a title. And when Ron Artest goes to the stands, gets suspended for the entire season, Jermaine O'Neal gets suspended for 25 games. Steven Jackson gets suspended for 30 games. They basically lost their chance at a championship. Reggie Miller never got his championship. And so that stays with a guy. You play your entire career. You're this close to getting to a championship, and you don't get it because some guy's temper went off. You know, you're going to be salty. So, you know, Ron was so concerned with himself. You know, he asked to be traded the next year that Jermaine never let that go. And then when the Lakers win the championship on Ron's big shot in 2010, Jermaine's upset that he made the shot. He doesn't want him to win the title. All that stuff was fascinating to me when we did the interviews. And, you know, I thought that was probably the best interview of the documentary. That and John Green, the guy who threw the cup.
Yeah.
He was very candid about what he did. And now they're friends, which is amazing. Ron Artest and the guy who threw the cup are now friends. Or so to speak.
And it's funny, that hit a nerve with Jermaine O'Neal too, that the fact that they're friends now.
Yeah, Jermaine was, Ron's friends with the guy who threw the cup, but he's not friends with Jermaine. He's never reached out to Jermaine. That kicked him off.
Yeah.
But now Ron and Jermaine now at the end of the documentary, you see that Ron has reached out to Jermaine and they're just now starting their friendship. So there is a friendship. But, you know, it's funny because the night that this film premiered, Ron went to the premiere in L.A., and Mike Tyson was there with him. And after the premiere of the film, Tyson and Ron got on a FaceTime with John Green, the guy that threw the cup. So, you know, he introduced him to Tyson over the phone. That must have been interesting.
I'm sure.
Friend has done just unbelievable work as a writer and now as a producer of the Showtime award-winning film Quiet Storm, a documentary on Ron Artest. Tom, you've had a chance to sit down with so many different athletes from so many different walks of life. Is there somebody that's kind of your white whale, somebody that you're still hoping to sit down and spend some time with, somebody you'd like to find a little bit more about?
That's an interesting one, man. I don't know. You know, I've met pretty much Steph Curry. I've done stories on him. I've done a story on LeBron when he was in high school. I got an opportunity through ESPN to meet a lot of people. I guess I have to think about that one. You know, I've never. The story I'm working on now is with Chris Paddock. So let's leave that one alone.
Okay.
I just think that there's great stories out there. I feel like I want to do the documentaries. I think there's great stories out there that haven't been done, and I feel like there's some out there I kind of want to keep quiet, but I'm pursuing some of those as you talk about, Chris. But the white whale, I don't know. I got to think about that one.
All right.
Well, Tom, whatever track you're on, the documentary I really thought was brilliant. You brought in a whole bunch of different storylines that I thought a lot of people who haven't seen this are going to be fascinated. Because
you don't need to be a basketball fan to like
no,
this.
No, you don't. You don't. It's a story really about mental health and relationships.
Correct.
And I just thought you did a terrific piece, man. We appreciate you coming on, Tom, and we'll catch up here soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.